Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Velge, founder of Peaceable Texas for Firearms Rights, with us for another 5 minutes, and Bob Chapman joins us. You just tuned in, the headline at Infowars.com. Feds convict Texans for selling a gun to illegal aliens with Texas driver's license. That's the press release. We've got links to Peaceable Texas for Firearms Rights. I appreciate Paul Velge joining us. Paul, give out the website. Again, this is a national issue, the Obama administration using illegal aliens who are given driver's license to go set up citizens who legally transfer firearms to them. They're also trying it with gun shops. They come in and fill out fake forms. Government says they don't care. They're sending you to jail. They want to, by hook or by crook, extrajudicially, outside the law, or by using fake laws with juries or misapplying laws to send people to prison.
Yeah, well, I call it creating legal risk. If they make something like gun ownership so legally risky and costly that people just voluntarily give it up and quit exercising those rights, that has accomplished their end. And I think that's what we've been doing for the last, well, since the 68 Gun Control Act, really, because that's where it all started. The 68 Gun Control Act, a lot of people need to be aware, you know, that has a list of prohibited persons in it. And that list has been growing and growing. They keep adding in onto it. See,
now they say if you're even in a divorce, they file things and try to take your guns. They're now trying to say veterans can't have guns if they ever collapse on the battlefield. They're now saying that's a mental illness.
Right. A lot of those provisions of the 68 Gun Control Act were never enforced. Like, for example, it's illegal for a person who's addicted to drugs to, or who's an illegal user of narcotics to possess a firearm. And, you could never prove that much.
And so now Rush Limbaugh hurts his back. He's on OxyContin. He can't own a gun.
Well, it's more like the pot smoker. If you're going to be a pot smoker, you can't be a gun owner.
Because it's listed as a narcotic.
Yes, right, even though it's not.
Yeah.
That's listed as such, yes.
What is that, Schedule 3?
Schedule 1.
Schedule 1.
Yeah, Schedule 1 drugs have no known medical use whatsoever. Can't even experiment with them. Cocaine's on Schedule 2, okay? You can at least...
So marijuana's worse than cocaine.
Yeah.
Because cocaine has medical use in surgery.
Blood
vessel.
But the history of marijuana is that it's been used medicinally for hundreds, maybe 1,000 years.
Yeah, so they're widening. I mean, I can't tell you how many vets I know, including one of them who's a famous football player. I'll just leave it at that. And he has no criminal record. And he tried to go in and buy a firearm last year. And they said, there's something in your Army record. And they wouldn't even tell him. They said, no more guns. In fact, we may come to your house and take them. In fact, you just can't buy a gun, pal. We're coming to take them.
Yeah, I have a vet who has the same problem. He's seeing the VA doctors, right? They're nice government-paid-for doctors. But most of them are like Indian and, you know, non-Americans. And he happened to draw a particular Indian woman doctor who said, oh, you've got mental error. You've got post-traumatic stress disorder. You shouldn't be allowed to have firearms anymore.
Yeah, no, it's foreigners who hate the Second Amendment because of the culture.
Yeah. It's a sad point we've come to, but I'm glad you allow me to be here to at least wake up people a little bit as to this particular new threat with this prosecution of citizens for selling to illegal aliens.
We've got to get your press release out to everybody. It's feds convict Texans for selling a gun to illegal alien with Texas driver's license. Key report. And how do we help Mr. Copeland? Obviously, the guys have been haranguing me, rightfully so. Let's get him on with Mr. Velge in the next week or two before he goes to prison. I mean, let's try to help him.
Well, I don't know that there's a lot any of us can do for him now. He's done been convicted, all right? There's one thing about the legal system, and is that it presumes itself to be so infallible that once they decide something, it's decided. It's res judicata, and it stays that way. Now, his only prayer is an appeal, and that the judge made some kind of error during the course of his trial that he could get a reversal.
Well, he contacted us after he'd been convicted. I'd met him before that, after it had happened, but we need to try to help him somehow. Paul Velge, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Amazing interview. We'll be right back. That's Paul Velge, Peaceable Texas for Firearms Rights. I'm Alex Jones, defending the Republic.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at Revenor.com or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's Revenor.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are go. We're going to open the phones up on the attack on the Second Amendment, the attack on Arizona, what's happening with the economy. The Nightline hit piece on myself that many of you saw last night or that I analyzed in the first hour. Bob Chapman joins us every Friday in the third hour from the InternationalForecaster.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I haven't even really gotten into all the news yet. There is just masses of it out there that we're going to be breaking down with Bob Chapman. But, Bob, I know you were on hold for a little bit of that tail end of that interview, dealing with Obama on record sending the Justice Department in with illegal aliens who are given driver's license and go into gun shops, fill out fake forms, and then they bust the gun shop when they didn't know, or they're going into gun shows where legal private sellers can't be gun dealers but can sell their private collections, buy, sell, and trade. They're busting them for really non-issues, and we were just covering that. I mean, this is so incredibly corrupt.
Well, it's the kind of thing that you would expect from these people, and it's probably going to continue until we can find a way to stop them from doing it. And quite frankly, I don't know that way. I'm not an attorney, and I just don't have an answer for it. But, you know, it was a long time coming. They're going to do everything possible to do what they can do to try to, as the gentleman said, intimidate people into not having weapons. And you could get back to the 1968 legislation, which he said a lot of wasn't implemented, which is true. And, you know, I was big in guns in those days. And so I know, you know, lots about it, and a lot of people rushed to buy all kinds of different things before they had the law, so they wouldn't have to sign for anything, et cetera. But it's going to be relentless. And as long as Americans have weapons, they cannot implement what they want on the people of the United States. You know, as you said, in reference to the foreign doctor, foreigners are used to not having weapons. And so their mindset is totally different. And the
well, yeah,
of the
I mean,
doctor,
a lot of their religions, and by religion, I mean their culture, and it's in areas of Europe, it's in Asia, it's everywhere, is bootlicking. The religion is bootlicking and being upset by slaves owning guns. And in slave cultures, in dominated, oppressed cultures, the commoners aren't allowed to have weapons. It's that simple.
That's right. Whether it's pikes or swords or crossbows or machine guns. And this is that mindset. And that mindset allows the Illuminists of the world to control people. And it's a very good point, because, you know, if they don't have any weapons, they can howl all they want, and we can shoot a few of them, and they'll shut up.
And absolutely. But the truth is, with a highly motivated population, if it ever goes to that, which I pray it doesn't, you can get all the guns you want with a knife.
Yes.
So there is total resistance. Nothing can stop you if you're motivated. Go ahead.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. And I think, and I don't think people realize this, I believe that the military is going to be a big plus for the American people. I don't think they're going to blindly follow.
By the way, you're always saying that, and I more and more agree with you, Bob. I mean, this isn't bragging. It actually kind of freaks me out. But everywhere I go, military stop me. Everywhere I go, police will pull up or come out of a coffee shop. Everywhere, in other cities now. And they are listening, and they know it's true because they're living it, they're experiencing it, and they are really waking up right now.
Well, I'll tell you, I got a little story to tell you. I do a program I have for about 6 years or so, and it's called the Marine Disquisition every Thursday. And it goes out to military people, retired and active all over the world, and particularly people in the Marines and in the Navy, although many others listen, including people in Washington and the State Department, et cetera. And anyway, I had received a letter from a subscriber in Greece who said his brother attended a wedding and on one of the islands. And the wedding was attended by some wealthy industrialists of one form or another, very successful people who are probably very well thought of in Greece. And he was told that on September the 20th, or before the end of the month, they expected a change in the Greek government. And I mentioned it on that Marine program. And I no sooner got it out of my mouth when an email came in from one of the people who is a guard in Athens at the embassy. And he says, "You're absolutely right." He says, "We're on pins and needles. We've been put on alert. They expect a coup, and we hope it's bloodless." And what do you think of that?
Well, you've got a lot of good sources, and we'll find out. So you're saying the word is, now is this going to be a change of government against the bankers raping Greece, or is it going to be worse?
Number one, it's against the bankers. And it's against Papandreou, who is an Illuminist, a Bilderberger. And they want him out of there. And they know what he is.
Yeah, the Greeks have been taken over by the Nazis and many others. They're fiercely independent, smart, patriotic people. And they know they're going into bondage, and 600 of their islands are being handed over to bankers privately. They're saying, well, Goldman Sachs owns this much. We're going to give all their top bankers their own private islands. That's mainstream London Telegraph and BBC, but they report it like it's good. And they're taking over their entire infrastructure, and the people see their entire country being given to the banker criminals that came in a decade ago and took over their government and signed them on to all this. And that's amazing information, Bob.
Well, I hope it's right, and I hope they do it, and I think they will. I know you were on the radio and TV over there, and I was as well. And what I told them was this. Number one, you get out of the euro. It's too expensive for you. Number two, you default on your debt. The bank has made the money up out of thin air, and they should have never made the loans in the first place because they knew the financial and economic situation in Greece for many years. Number three, go back to the drachma and make sure it's nominally or undervalued so that you can compete with your exports and you'll have all kinds of tourists come into Greece because it'll be an inexpensive destination. And leave the eurozone.
And the bankers are going to try to punish them, and it's going to be painful, but it's going to be a more painful road to submit to them.
Submission means 30 to 50 years of absolute bondage. And as a matter of fact, if I don't know if you saw this in the news in Romania, we'll call him the PM, said and implemented all kinds of austerity things, and the people are ready to throw him out of office. And, of course, the loans to the same bankers. And let me put it this way. If Greece gets rid of Papandreou and says to the bankers, no, we're not going to pay you, and they put other people in government, and I'm sure they want a bloodless change, if that happens, it'll happen all over Europe.
That's right. And people are like, well, why do I care about Iceland or Greece? Because as they go, so goes the rest of the planet.
Well, you can start off with the Irish are furious. Anglo-Irish Bank comes back yesterday. They wanted almost enough money, which is equal to the revenue that they take in Ireland. I mean, to stay alive, to stay in business. And the people are getting furious there. Once the Spanish wake up, all hell will break loose. The Portuguese are a little bit different. I've lived in those countries, so I know what the temperaments are. And in Italy, once the buttons push, they'll go bananas. They're very nervous people, let's put it that way. And then that'll spread to Eastern Europe, which is already in dire straits, which is...
Why don't Americans... I mean, Americans are getting angry, but we were always known as the most explosive, aggressive, violent... greedy to defend our freedom. Why are we so submissive? The TV, the fluoride, the drugs, the brainwashing. We are literally in a coma, but we're starting to come out of that coma.
You're absolutely right. We are. And, you know, you're not going to convince everybody. And you don't have to. All you have to do is inform 15 to 20% of the people who are intelligent, who are willing to go forward and say, no, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to take that. And at some point in time, that will come to the fore. But in the meantime, they get educated. And then when we get there, what drives people, just like it drives armies, is their belly. And if they're not getting fed, they get to be very ornery, no matter what kind of citizens they are in what country. And so I believe that when unemployment, loss of homes, cars, job, living under the bridge, when you get enough people doing that, then the governments get problems. And I do not think the American military will come in and take illegal orders from a non-citizen who says he's president of the United States and go around and round people up or shoot them.
Now, that's the key. That's the key. So what does the John Warner Defense Authorization Act state? What does the Brigade Homeland state? They know that once that starts, true leaders will arise for either, good patriotic reasons, or they'll see which way the wind's blowing and want power. They openly say they're going to move to block governors, even remove governors, claim that they speak for the states at the federal level because of the governor's council, and they're going to move and assassinate or attempt to assassinate governors and legislative leaders that lead the charge out of this coming dark age. Let's talk about that, Bob, when we come back. Then we're going to phone calls, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Don't forget the great news site, GCNlive.com.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
By the way, I mean, those weren't just words as we went to break. If you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, it says they're going to take over all of the National Guard, federalize it even further, take it away from the states, and prepare to go up against legislatures, governors, civil unrest. We've got British Ministry of Defense report 2007 saying the same thing. They are getting ready to block the people worldwide from taking their governments back peacefully through their state and local governments. Bob Chapman, the entire architecture is aimed at that. Do you agree that's a key point they're going to attack?
Absolutely. And they're going to have to get the cooperation of the military to do that. And I don't know that they're going to get that. In fact, when people ask me, I say, the best thing for you to do when that sort of situation happens is talk to the military and, you know, see what their attitude is. And if they're not going to follow the orders, you join them.
But again, they know political, legitimate state leadership trumps the out-of-control feds that are foreign banker-run, engaged in this takeover. They're worried about that legitimate coalitions of states standing together. That's why they're already trying to block the states' rights movement. We've got to accelerate that states' rights awakening like our lives depend on it, because the life of this republic is on a razor's edge.
Well, that's an understatement, because these people are working 24/7 to force the people of the world to accept world government, and that's part of it, controlling people within your own country. And that's what that legislation's about, as you pointed out. And I hope it doesn't come to that, but it very well might. And but I think we're going to get help from the military. I don't think they're going to be an adversary.
Well, I tend to think more and more you're right, Bob. This is certainly a struggle we're in, though. Everything individuals do now, every person you wake up, every person you reach out to, even if they laugh at you now, they won't laugh down the road. The maximum effort is needed now in the info war. I want to come back and go to calls, Bob, and some other news items I want to get your view on. But first, in the last week, what's your breakdown of the economy? Gold breaking out. Bloomberg saying the majority of future options on gold for the month of December are 1,500 or above. That's an 18% plus increase in gold they're predicting. What's your take on it?
First of all, they tried all week to get gold down. Were relatively unsuccessful, and they really poured it on. Right now, gold's off $3, but the stocks are very strong. I don't know whether silver traded over $20 today, but the last time I saw it, it was 1995, and that's pretty close. So I think in a way, silver's leading the way here, and I think there's some really big hitters in there who have been trepidatious previously because of what happened to the Hunts in 1980, and I think they're finally coming around and saying, let's go for it. And I think that's why you're seeing the move that you're seeing in silver. And every time they try to knock it down, they get their heads handed to them. And the same with gold. It's big physical buying. They had to hold gold down and silver as much as they could because they wanted to go into the holiday weekend making the both of them look weak and making the markets look strong. So they took the market from 10,000 to 10,430 on very low volume, and after the first after the holiday, the market may very well start to turn back down again. It's window dressing. I think two of the important things that have come out this week. Number one is the Debt-Free America Act, which is H.R. 4646, and they want to put a 1% sales tax on credit card, debit card, and securities transactions. Have you heard about that, Alex?
Yeah, it's a Tobin. It's an individual kind of VAT on financials.
That's right. And so the chances of it getting passed, I believe, are slim. And that's fortunate for us. But just to put the thing up shows you where they're headed. When, on the other hand, the administration's saying to a business, well, we're going to get you some breaks so that we can revive the economy, and it's all smoke and mirrors. The second one is the Automatic IRA Act of 2010, which is far more dangerous. It's a mandatory payroll tax on all workers of 3% to be used to purchase government retirement bonds.
Which they'll loot. Stay there. So they are coming with VAT, financial taxes on everyone. The health care taxes passed. They're trying to implement that. They're trying to come in with retirement taxes. I mean, folks, the austerity's here. The bankers looting the hell out of us and giving themselves record bonuses. They've just got started. Bob, continue with that on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Couple program notes here. Some of the media is trying to spin what I've said, all part of their ongoing deception. They build straw men. They can't actually attack me for what I say, have to take it out of context or distort it. I was contacted by members of Robert Rodriguez's crew, who are Hispanic, concerned about the movie Machete causing racial division and problems and perhaps violence. Then I got the script, and it mirrored the Arizona trailer that was scenes in the film. Rodriguez told Ain't It Cool News that he did cut those scenes and that, indeed, that stuff in the trailer was from the film because he was worried about violence. He admitted it could cause problems. Since then, his producer has spun it that, oh, Alex didn't have the script, and that's not the movie. I haven't seen it. It's been out. It came out this morning. I'm going to try to go see it this evening if I have time. I don't want to, but since I've talked about it so much, I have to. And I've just got work piled to the rafters. I'm not complaining. It's going to be pure torture. Sunday I'll be live 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be able to give you a brief report on it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I pray there's no violence. But people are spinning it saying, oh, you know, Alex is saying this is a race war film. I'm saying the script and what his crew told me and what that Arizona trailer showed is race war. Rodriguez says he edited that out. Now, we're going to find out if that's true. But if he did edit it out, that doesn't make me wrong. It means he went and changed it. Okay? And we have the film commission head saying, well, there is some pretty serious stuff. We don't know if we're going to give them funding. So, and last night I was getting ready to watch. I just got the TV working because I never watch broadcast TV. And I got it all hooked up and everything. And I was watching ABC before Nightline came on with their hit piece on me. And it was local news talking about, is it going to be denied because of the race war stuff? So it's in the New York Times. It's all over the news today. And they linked to my YouTube videos about it and the big controversy. So I'm going to find out soon. You know, we're almost out of time. We got Donovan, Julio, Steve, Brendan, Scott. I'm going to try to get to your calls. Maybe after those five calls, we're about to take in a moment. Perhaps I should just leave the next calls open for people that have seen it. Because I know there were some midnight screenings last night. You know how they'll have a Friday release, but they count the Thursday evening at midnight. In fact, I know they had early screenings at Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, my favorite theater in Austin. I think some of the people in the film were actually there. We probably should have gone over to that event, but that might have caused a problem. So we're going to be discussing that. I'm not going to spend any more time on this, but it's your purchase of books, videos, materials, T-shirts at Infowars.com that funds this operation along with supporting our great sponsors. We've got a deal that may end tonight, may end tomorrow, because we're just running out of all the DVDs. We've already run out of the first video, one of the videos we were offering in the five-pack for $9.95. Now we're offering Road to Tyranny with the other four great videos. That's going to run out in the next few hours. Then it's going to be Martial Law with the other four films for $9.95. Five films, $9.95. That's probably going to run out in less than a day. And then I've got one other film, Truth Rising, that's excellent to go in the five-pack, but it's probably going to run out by Saturday or Sunday. So if you want to take advantage of this special, Infowars.com, five films, $9.95, and these are powerful films. You may know this information. Your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. I'm going to go back to Bob Chapman here in a moment and get his final comments on the economy and then to your calls. But I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors, again, that made the transmission possible. One of them is Acolablue.com, the wonderful atmospheric water generator system. It's just like a water cooler without a water bottle on top, and it grabs it out of the air and puts it through filters. The best, cleanest, purest water you can get. I've got one. Rob Jacobson loves his. Acolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, Acolablue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, Acolablue.com. And don't forget the wonderful folks at Diamond Gusset Jeans, 888-8-GUSSET, made in America, shirts, motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, all made in Tennessee and Georgia. And they've got a deal where you buy anything right now, you get a free denim bandana with a Don't Tread on Me snake on it. So it's a great deal, all made in America, GussetClothing.com, super high-quality jeans. Find out why they're so special, GussetClothing.com or 888-GUSSET, banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Last but not least, eFoodsDirect.com. They've got a deal running for a couple more weeks where you can buy three, get one free. They did that, 6 months ago? It was their most popular promotion ever, non-GMO, non-hybrid, fresh food, highest quality, longitudinally operating, the best food I've found. That's why I got them as a sponsor. It stores for more than 10 years in climate controlled, 10 years in your garage, if that's where you store it like I do, or the attic. eFoodsDirect.com, a whole bunch of different great food lines, gourmet, down to basic. They've got it all. eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. At least call and get a free brochure. eFoodsDirect.com. Okay. Briefly, Bob, we appreciate your time. More on the economy. You're getting into all these new taxes they're trying to ram through, and you hardly hear any news coverage of it. And then I want to go to calls.
Well, isn't it all? That's what really gets me. And this Automatic IRA Act, it's 3% that they want to pass, and I think they can pass it. And I was told by Washington, people I know there, that they're planning on jacking it up within 3 years to 15%. And this is a foot in the door because within that act, it also says, if it's passed, that they would consider implementing the takeover of retirement plans and putting them into what they call retirement bonds or guaranteed government annuities. And that's what they're going to go after if they get this thing passed. And that'll be next year. And there's about, the private plans have about $4.3 trillion. And they want it. And so they can keep on having plenty of money to subject us and have their wars and all the things that they want to do. But this is very important legislation, and I'm glad I got a good, fresh look at it. We've been talking about this for over a year. As far as the market's concerned, next week, I think it'll start down. I think gold and silver will break out to new highs, particularly silver. And so I see, you know, very firm markets in gold and silver next week. The volume is not enough for the government to sustain the stock market. People are leaving in droves, and a lot of them are going into U.S. Treasuries, which are in a bubble. And then people say to me, well, how do I short them? And I tell them, don't.
Because well, what does that mean that the majority the largest group, is the way Bloomberg put it, the most popular option in Wall Street on gold is 1,500 by December?
Well, they figure that the price of gold is going up, and of course the government will do everything possible to keep it down, but they're not going to be successful. And we should get up by the end of the year to 1,500 or 1,600. You got to remember, our official inflation since 1980 would have gold at $2,400 an ounce, and real inflation via John Williams, who we have had on the program, eminent economist, he is calling for $7,600 in round figures.
All right, let me stop you. Go ahead. No, let me go ahead and finish.
No, I was finished.
Bob, I want to go to these calls, but they snuck the income tax through in 1913, didn't really implement it until the 1950s for the general public. They've snuck through so many other taxes, and go back, because I've seen that in the news, but just tiny blurbs. They've got multiple bills to create a VAT on all financial transactions, debit cards, banking, you name it, which sets the precedent to track all purchases, control what you do. I mean, it's an incredible robbery. They're coming in trying to make you put money in government retirement accounts, basically expanding the Social Security tax that they rob as soon as the money comes in. I mean, that's amazing. List that legislation again, both those pieces, because you're right. That's not even on the radar screen, and they're trying to sneak it through right now.
Well, there was H.R. 4646 was the piece that was the 1% transaction tax. And there's no co-sponsors. There was just one person who sponsored it. But I think it's a trial balloon. I think he was put up to it. And I think they want to bring the factors in that you just mentioned in later. And what is later? Probably after the election. And also with this automatic IRA act, if they think they can get it passed, they'll put it through before the election. My guess is they won't be able to do that.
Okay, one final point. We're going to calls. Kurt Nemo wrote a story last night, and it's been confirmed. Gun confiscation in response to Hurricane Earl. Now, here's another headline from the Examiner. North Carolina governor suspends gun rights. State of emergency order makes criminals of concealed handgun permit holders, sports shooters, and hunters. So they're saying during emergencies you can't own guns. This is the time you need your guns. We saw Katrina. This is their policy to set the precedent and the idea that anytime there's an emergency, you can't have guns. This is amazing.
Well, impeach the governor. That's what I told the people in Greece. If you can't impeach them, get them out of there.
Absolutely. This is outrageous. Donovan in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, I have two questions. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Bob Chapman, do you believe that the U.S. would never return to its original state unless the Federal Reserve is abolished?
Well, first of all, we do need the Federal Reserve abolished, and the work that they do should be turned back to the Treasury Department where it was in the first place before they passed the what I think is an illegal Federal Reserve Act. As far as going back to the Constitution, the only way we're going to do that is by electing people who are willing to take us back that way and not act like the people who are in office now. Short of that, if we can't accomplish that, I don't even want to contemplate what's going to happen in America.
Okay. Alex Jones, it's kind of staggering to kind of like look at the mind control of the American people today. Me being a African American, a person in the DFW area of Texas, I could really see the mind control on the black people, getting really caught up in the emotions with Obama and stuff. And like be talking to the, to these people and really just telling me that he could really do whatever he wants. And I could see all the mind control they have like placed on us over these last, I mean, I don't know how long, but it seemed like they just feel like he could do whatever he wants to, and they're okay with that. I mean, I even had somebody tell me that Obama is doing what he can for the American people, but they also believe that the Illuminati controls everything. So I say, well, if Obama's being controlled by the Illuminati, what makes you think that he's doing good stuff for the American people?
Donovan, great points, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to move quicker so I can get to others, but it's just like Democrats wouldn't wake up to Bill Clinton when he was an open crook and lying to them. And Republicans still think there were WMDs in Iraq, even when the government admits there weren't. They still think Bush is good. And it's the same thing. They get bought into somebody, like they're getting bought into Glenn Beck. And he can promote VAT taxes. He can promote all this stuff because he says the right thing one day and then the wrong thing the next. And people get sold on an idea that somebody's their friend. And then they can't admit they've been bamboozled. And it's just that simple. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Pleasure to talk to you both. Bob Chapman, God bless you. Two Google search term ideas ties into this entire broadcast today. With the ABC attack piece, it's disgusting to see Mickey Mouse sink this low with that horrible attack piece on you, Alex. Mockingbird Media, possible search term, exposing Prescott Bush and the whole World War II startup of the CIA operation, and you can show video clips of Glenn Beck, of, you know,
you have
ABC.
To do simple searches like Bush's, Bush family Hitler, Bush family Nazis would do it, and then that would bring up all the videos and documents and London Guardian and AP admitting it. Most people still don't know about that. If you wanted to expose the ABC media thing, you would search the term. Hell, you've done it. We've never failed, but we're at the end of the show, and I don't know if just plugging it a few times will do it over the weekend, but let's try. Demonizing Alex Jones. Search the term demonizing Alex Jones. Great story by Kurt Nemo that has the Nightline piece posted. He breaks down all the brainwashing, and people can search the term demonizing Alex Jones. Demonizing Alex Jones, D-E-M-O-N-I-Z-I-N-G, demonizing Alex Jones. Let's make that the search term so people know how I'm being demonized and how they're demonizing all of us who love liberty through, you know, using Alex Jones as the logo to, you know, to then tear down. Demonizing Alex Jones. Let's do that as a search term. And we could also search the term gun confiscation. Gun confiscation, that will bring them to gun confiscation in response to Hurricane Earl. We'll also just have the five-year anniversary of gun confiscation in New Orleans. So let's search two things today, gun confiscation and separately demonizing Alex Jones. You have never failed, and that's a good idea. We've got to write an article of all the latest stuff, so it'll be number one. So let's do that next week. I'll have Watson when I'm out with Ventura. I'm going to be on the road a few days with Ventura, but I'll be here at the end of the week. Watson's going to be here on Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday if I'm not able to get in on time. I may get in on time on Thursday. But I'm going to be on the road again with Ventura. It's top secret. I'll just leave it at that. In multiple states with the governor. But again, demonizing Alex Jones is one search term, and then we'll do gun confiscation as the other. And next week we'll do because, folks, we can't do it now because we need to make sure we have fresh stories out to make it so when people search it, they get the intel. Or somebody else will put out disinfo to get that. But we'll do the Bush-Hitler stuff next week. That's a good idea. Demonizing Alex Jones is one search term. Gun confiscation is the other. Anything else, Julio? Look what you've done now.
For Bob Chapman, in terms of Illuminists and how they like to work with the number system, like 9/11/91 and 9/11/01, 10-10-10 possibly integrate the North American Union, something like false flag through computer systems or, you know, a fake WMD, as you like to say, Alex. What is Bob's take on the Illuminous number system and 10-10-10?
Yeah, they are obsessed with it. They're a bunch of fruitcakes, Bob.
I agree with them. Yes, they are a bunch of fruitcakes. You know, you've been to the Bohemian Grove, and I get a laugh every time I think about that. I lost my train of thought. Continue, Alex.
We were talking about other fruitcakes and obsessed with numerology.
Oh, numerology. You're absolutely correct. And 10-10-10 is probably a good number. When I made my prediction that there would be a false flag event in November before 9/11, I didn't know what the date was, or did I have a clue? And I was within 33 days, which I think was a miracle. But they do really, really lean on this numerology and I don't know what you'd call it.
Well, that's human nature, superstition. I mean, look at baseball players, got their lucky socks and their lucky bat. I mean, look at it, it's just everywhere, and they're superstitious. I mean, I'm not really superstitious, but I still knock on wood. You know, I still like horseshoes. And the globalists just take it to the 10th degree. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment, Bob Chapman, your phone call straight ahead.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Hey, if you're listening to this rebroadcast tonight, tomorrow, enter these search terms. Don't stop, because I'm a little nervous. We've been successful 19 times in a row having the number one search term. In fact, we've done three in a row before, had one, two, and three. Search the term gun confiscation. That'll lead them to the Katrina stuff, the fifth anniversary, a lot of news on that. The fact that they're talking about gun confiscation going on in North Carolina. I mean, that's confirmed. They're saying, yeah, if you got a gun, we're going to take it from you. This is amazing information. So we're going to search the term gun confiscation. And we are also going to search the term demonizing Alex Jones. Two separate search terms. I forgot to ask you, John Harmon, with those last callers, did anybody say they'd seen Machete? All right, we'll know on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., I'll be able to tell you. Brendan in North Carolina, where your governor is saying he wants those guns. You're on the air.
Actually, she's saying she wants the guns. Governor of Beverly Perdue, and yeah, I kind of wanted to call in this, really just express my absolute disgust for it. I think it's completely absurd. Like you said, I mean, emergency is a time where people need to have guns. I mean, it's an emergency. And
law-abiding. You've got a right to protect your wife and children. Single women have a right to protect themselves. Police officers have a right. I mean, do we say in an emergency, let's take the cops' guns?
Well, exactly, and actually the funny thing was is actually I knew about the state of emergency. I did not know about the my loss of the right to bear arms. Actually, I was driving around last night just kind of checking out the storm because I lived really close to where it came. And I had a shotgun in the car with me, as I always have something in the car. You hear crazy not to have something in the car with you. And I guess if I got pulled over, I would have been in big trouble.
Because you're an evil American who's got a gun. Anything else?
Not really, except for, I did actually get a chance to watch that piece that the ABC did on you. And I just want to say, you really held up well. I think, they definitely were trying to slam you, and it was really slanted. I'm actually a member of the media myself. I've been a reporter in local media for a little while, and I kind of know how you can work a story if you want to, and they totally worked you. I mean, they tried really hard to make you look crazy. But look, man, you look like a total man walking next to that reporter. I wanted to say that, you dwarfed him in size, and it was impressive, and I was proud.
Well, I'm not that big. I'm only about 5'10" and a half, but I do weigh 240 pounds. But so I guess he's diminutive. But hey, nothing against small people. But God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Bob Chapman. I don't think you've probably seen the Nightline hit piece, but they're really getting concerned.
Well, that's good. They should be concerned because we're coming after them. And you people in North Carolina, impeach that woman who's your governor. Get rid of her.
Bob, I always forget to ask you till the end. Genesis owner Midas Resources has a free deal. They'll give anybody just a free introductory digital or hard copy of the Forecaster, invaluable investment and political info. Do you happen to have that toll-free number for folks to call and get a free copy?
Well, I got one of the two, and it's 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And if you purchase a French franc, which is almost a fifth of an ounce of gold, for $270, you will get a free one-year subscription to the Forecaster. And I think that's an absolutely terrific deal. And Ted does pay for that, I can assure you. And it's a great investment.
It's insane how good a deal. I mean, that's a great deal on a franc by itself, but a whole year, either digital or hard copy. It's amazing. But you can also call and just get a free introductory copy, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Bob Chapman, Lord willing, I'll see you back live next Friday when I get back from working with Ventura on the road. Watson's sitting in for the week next week. I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you, Bob.
Thank you, and I'll be there. Bye-bye.
Great job, crew. I cover the TV stuff now.
You are listening to GCN.
Back, folks, in the next
Visit
hour.
GCNLive.com today.